please come to order. Would the members please indicate their presence by voting? Any member fail to vote? Madam Clerk?
23 members present.
We have quorum, Madam Majority Leader.
Well, Mr. Speaker, may the record reflect that Representatives Halperl, Cott, Masick, Morgan, Mulder, Murkowski, Ogun, Roeperk, Scalzi, Stevens, Davies, and Moses have been previously excused from the call of the House today. And I move and ask unanimous consent that Representative Williams' previously excused absence be revised from 10:11 a.m. today to 9:45 p.m. plain time Monday, February 18th.
Without objection, those members will be shown as excused. Leading the invocation and rounding out his week with us is Pastor Patrick Brayton of the Valley Chapel. Would members please rise for the invocation?
Let's bow together. Heavenly Father, your word instructs us to pray continually for all who are in authority over us, and it further states that such prayer is good and acceptable in your sight. I therefore count it an honor and a joy to pray for these men and women who make up our House of Representatives. Bless them, Father, for their faithfulness in serving the people of this wonderful state. They sacrifice much to be here. Please watch over their families and affairs while they are away from their homes. Grant health to their bodies and peace to their hearts. Give them also your grace to do this difficult work, and may their labors bear good fruit for the state of Alaska. I pray, Lord, that your great wisdom will be imparted to and be received by these faithful public servants. As you alone know what tomorrow will be, let us be led by your Spirit into a secure and happy future. We thank you, Father, for your love, and we honor you as sovereign over the affairs of this state. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Representative Jewell.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that this prayer be spread across the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Would the clerk please certify the journal for the previous legislative day?
I certify the correctness of the journal for the 31st and 32nd legislative days.
Madam Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House Journal, as certified by the Chief Clerk, be approved.
Without objection, the journal has been certified. Do we have guests this morning for introduction? Okay, I was just kidding. I really wasn't Senator Howard. Seeing no guests, do we have messages from the governor?
A message dated February 13th stating, in accordance with Article 3, Sections 25 of the Alaska Constitution, the governor submits the following names for legislative confirmation. Mr. J. Livius, Commissioner of the Department of Health and Social Services.
It will be referred to the HES Committee.
In addition, in accordance with Alaska Statutes 3905080, the governor submits the following names for boards and commissions. Marjorie Kaiser, Stephen Tarola, Sandra Wilson on the Board of Public Accountancy.
It will be referred to the Labor and Commerce Committee.
The Alcoholic Beverage Control Board, Ellen Ganley.
Refer to the Labor and Commerce Committee.
State Board of Registration for Architects, Engineers, and Land Surveyors, Linda Syra Korsgaard, Donald J. Iverson, Scott McLean, Patricia Pearsall.
Also the Labor and Commerce Committee.
The Alaska Bar Association, William Granger.
Judiciary Committee.
Board of Barbers and Hairdressers, William Graff.
Labor and Commerce Committee.
Board of Chiropractic Examiners, Gregory Curlbert, Clark Davis, Carol Davis.
To the Labor and Commerce Committee also.
Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission, Mary McDowell.
It will be referred to Fisheries and Resources.
Board of Dental Examiners, Robert Allen, William Garas, Rebecca Nesland.
Labor and Commerce.
Board of Dispensing Opticians, James Rothmeyer.
Labor and Commerce.
Board of Education and Early Development, Sally Rue.
Special Committee on Education and the HES Committee.
Board of Game, George Matz, Dana Pruse.
The Resources Committee.
Human Rights Commission, Kathy Wistoff.
State Affairs Committee.
Commission on Judicial Conduct, Jeffrey Feldman.
Judiciary Committee.
Labor Relations Agency, Robert Demoski, Aaron Isaacs, David Rasley, Raymond Smith.
The Labor and Commerce Committee.
Board of Marine Pilots, Jack Folsom.
Also the Labor and Commerce Committee.
Board of Marital and Family Therapy, Larry Holman.
Labor and Commerce.
State Medical Board, Alan Schlitt, Thomas Wilson.
Labor and Commerce.
Mental Health Trust Authority, Bill Yonker.
The Finance Committee.
Board of Certified Direct Entry Midwives, Martha Falker Linden.
The Labor and Commerce.
Board of Nursing, Nancy Sanders.
Labor and Commerce.
Board of Examiners in Optometry, Eric Christensen.
Labor and Commerce.
Board of Pharmacy, Jerry Nasiak. Laura Nelson.
Labor and Commerce.
Physical Therapy and Occupational Therapy Board, Cindy Handel, Laura McDonough, George Reiner.
Labor and Commerce.
Board of Professional Counselors, Janet McGilvery, Alan Marotti.
Labor and Commerce.
Professional Teaching Practices Commission, Stephen Beardsley, Vicki McCubin, Donna Peterson.
Special Committee on Education, Ann Hess.
Psychologists and Psychological Associate Examiners, Carrie Inney.
Labor and Commerce Committee.
Public Offices Commission, Sheila Gallagher.
State Affairs Committee.
Board of Certified Real Estate Appraisers, Judy Kimplin, Stephen Turner.
Labor and Commerce Committee.
Real Estate Commission, Lowell Freeman, Jenny Johnson, Susan Rainey.
Labor and Commerce.
Board of Regents, Mark Begich, Joseph Hardenbrook, Marlene Johnson.
Special Committee on Education, Ann Hess.
Regulatory Commission of Alaska, Will Abbott.
Labor and Commerce.
Board of Social Work Examiners, Lorraine Gager-Kirsch, Denny Patella.
Labor and Commerce.
Violent Crimes Compensation Board, Leslie Wheeler.
The Judiciary Committee.
Workers' Compensation Board, Dorothy Bradshaw, John Jachisi, Stephen Hagedorn, James Rhodes, Philip Ulmer.
And rounding out a lot of work for the Labor and Commerce Committee.
I have no further messages from the governor, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the other body.
There are no messages from the other body.
Do we have communications?
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees?
The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 171, Alaska History Curriculum, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 171, Finance, with the same title, attaches a zero fiscal note, recommending do pass Bundy, Harris, Croft, Moses, Lancaster, Hudson, Foster, Williams. The report was signed by Williams co-chair. House Bill 171 is on today's calendar. The Labor and Commerce Committee has considered House Bill 229, Education Tax on Employment, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 229, Labor and Commerce, with the same title, fiscal notice forthcoming, recommending do not pass Crawford, Meyer, Roseburg, Cott. No recommendation, Halcrow, Hayes, and Murkowski. The report was signed by Murkowski. Chair, House Bill 229 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Resources Committee has considered House Bill 288, Limited Entry Buyback Program, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 288 Resources with the new title, recommending do pass Chenault, Cotula, Fate, McGuire, Stevens, and Scalzi. The report was signed by Scalzi co-chair. House Bill 288 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee has considered House Bill 312, Supplementary Public School Funding, recommending do pass Croft, Whitaker, Harris, Moses, Lancaster, Hudson, Foster, Mulder, and Williams. Do not pass Bundy. The report was signed by Mulder and Williams co-chairs. House Bill 312 has no further referral. The Judiciary Committee has considered House Bill 375, Revisor's Bill, attaches a zero fiscal note, recommending Dupas, Roeckberg, no recommendation, Berkowitz, Meyer, Coghill, no, or amend, Ogun and James. The report was signed by Roeckberg Chair. House Bill 375 has no further referral. The Judiciary Committee has considered House Bill 381, Failure to Stop for Peace Officer, attaches a zero fiscal note, recommending Dupas, James, Meyer, Roeckberg, no recommendation, Coghill, and Berkowitz. The report was signed by Roeckberg Chair. House Bill 381 has no further referral. The Health, Education, and Social Services has considered House Bill 402, Alaska Temporary Assistance Program, attaches a zero fiscal note, recommending Dupas, Dyson, Wilson, Cisna, no recommendation, Coghill, Coring, and Jewell. The report was signed by Dyson Chair. House Bill 402 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. There are no further standing committee reports.
Reports of special committees.
The House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs considered House Concurrent Resolution 20, Emergency Service Provider Day, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Concurrent Resolution 20, MLV, with a new title, and attaches a zero fiscal note recommending Dupas, Cott, Murkowski, Masick, and Chenault. The report was signed by Chenault Chair. House Concurrent Resolution 20 has no further referral. The House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs has considered House Bill 305, Noncompliance with Selective Service, recommending Dupas, Cott, Green, Murkowski, Chenault, Do Not Pass, Masick. A zero fiscal note was attached. The report was signed by Chenault Chair. House Bill 305 has a further referral to the State Affairs Committee. There are no further special committee reports.
Introductions of resolutions or citations.
Citation honoring Michael Lakin by Representative James, honoring Harry Davis by Representative Hayes, in memoriam Sarah McIntosh by Senator Green, in memoriam Reverend Chernavia M. Williams by Senator Davis. House Joint Resolution 40 by Representative Crawford, supporting funding for federal highway programs.
Will be referred to the Transportation and Finance Committees.
House Joint Resolution 41 by the House Rules Committee by request of the Governor, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to providing for priorities for and among subsistent uses in the allocation of fish, wildlife, and other renewable resources. A letter and a fiscal note were attached.
Will be referred to Resources, Judiciary, and Finance.
There are no further citations or resolutions for introduction.
Do we have bills for introduction?
Sponsor substitute for House Bill 254 by Representative James by request entitled An Act Relating to the Teachers' Retirement System, the Judicial Retirement System, and the Public Employees' Retirement System, and to the tax qualification under the Internal Revenue Code of those systems, amending the definition of actuarial adjustment in the teacher's retirement system and the public employee's retirement system, repealing certain provisions of the teacher's retirement system and the public employee's retirement system, and providing for an effective date.
Refer to State Affairs and Finance.
Sponsor substitute for House Bill 315 by Representative Roeckberg, entitled An Act Allowing Employers That Are Small Businesses, Small Nonprofit Organizations, or Small Associations for Insurance Purposes to Join State Employee Insurance Coverage as a Group and Providing for an Effective Date.
State Affairs, Labor and Commerce and Finance.
House Bill 428 by the House Labor and Commerce Committee by request entitled An Act Relating to the Definition of Floating Fisheries Business and Shore-Based Fisheries Business for the Purposes of the Fishery Business Tax and Providing for an Effective Date.
House Special Committee on Fisheries, Resources, and Labor and Commerce.
House Bill 429 by the House Rules Committee by request of the Governor entitled An Act Relating to Certain Licenses for the Sale of Tobacco Products Relating to Tobacco Taxes and Sales and Cigarette Tax Stamps Relating to Provisions Making Certain Cigarettes Contraband and Subject to Seizure and Forfeiture Relating to Certain Crimes, Penalties, and Interest Concerning Tobacco Taxes and Sales relating to notification regarding a cigarette manufacturer's noncompliance with the Tobacco Product Master Settlement Agreement or related statutory provisions, and to confiscation of effective cigarettes and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce, Judiciary, and Finance.
House Bill 430 by Representative Croft, entitled An Act Imposing a Surcharge on Fines Imposed for Misdemeanors, Infractions, and Violations, and Authorizing Disposition of Estimated Receipts from that surcharge and creating the Juvenile Justice Grant Fund in order to provide financial assistance for the operation of youth courts.
Judiciary and Finance.
House Bill 431 by Representative Murkowski, entitled An Act Providing for Compliance with Local Planning and Zoning Ordinances by the Alaska Railroad Corporation.
Community and Regional Affairs and Labor and Commerce.
House Bill 432 by Representative Harris, entitled An Act Relating to the Labeling of Animal and Poultry Feeds and to the Agriculture Program Coordinator and Providing for an Effective Date.
Resources and Finance.
House Bill 433 by Representative Crawford, entitled An Act Relating to Proof of Motor Vehicle Insurance and Providing for an Effective Date.
Transportation and State Affairs.
House Bill 434 by Representative Crawford, entitled An Act Allowing an Employee's Wage to be Reduced Below the Minimum Wage to Provide Adequate Health Care.
Labor and Commerce and Finance.
House Bill 435 by Representative Harris, entitled An Act Relating to the Prices Paid by Milk Processing Plants to Suppliers of Fluid Milk.
Labor and Commerce Committee.
House Bill 436 by Representative Harris, entitled An Act Relating to Construction, Plumbing, Mechanical, Electrical, Fire Safety, and Other Safety Codes Adopted by State Agencies and Municipalities.
Labor and Commerce.
House Bill 437 by Representative Harris, entitled An Act Adopting a Version of the Uniform Mechanical Code for the State and Providing for Adoption of Future Versions of the Code and Relating to the Building Code Adopted by the State and to Other Safety Codes.
The Labor and Commerce Committee.
House Bill 438 by Representative McGuire, entitled An Act Relating to Motor Vehicle Registration Plates for Disabled Veterans and Providing for an Effective Date.
House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs, State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 439 by the House Special Committee on Oil and Gas, entitled An Act Removing Provisions Providing an Opportunity to Petition for Review of Proposed Consistency Determinations under the Alaska Coastal Zone Management Program.
State Affairs and Resources.
House Bill 440 by Representative Coring, entitled An Act Relating to Alternative Operating Budgets for Agencies.
To the Finance Committee.
House Bill 441 by Representative Coring, entitled An Act Merging the Department of Environmental Conservation and the Department of Natural Resources and Naming the Resulting Entity the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation and Providing for an Effective Date.
Resources and Finance.
House Bill 442 by Representatives Berkowitz, Cisna, Crawford, Croft, Davies, Guest, Hayes, Jewell, Kapsner, Kurtula, Kukesh, and Moses, entitled An Act Relating to the Primary Election and Providing for an Effective Date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 443 by Representative Coring, entitled An Act Retroactively Extending the Application and Licensing Deadlines and Amending the Effective Date of Certain Provisions Relating to Regulation of Persons Who Practice Tattooing and Permanent Cosmetic Coloring or Body Piercing and Providing for an Effective Date.
And to the Labor and Commerce Committee.
There are no further bills for introduction.
That brings us to the consideration of the daily calendar. Will the clerk please read the first item?
House Bill 171 by Representatives Kapsner, Stevens, Kukesh, Jewell, Whitaker, McGuire, Berkowitz, Fate, Wilson, Meyer, Croft, Murkowski, Kurtula, Hayes, Guest, Morgan, Dyson, Foster, Halcrow, James, Hudson, Cisna, Crawford, Moses, Davies, Harris, Williams, Coghill, Green, Mulder, entitled An Act Relating to a Curriculum for Alaska History and Providing for an Effective Date. The House Special Committee on Education considered the bill attached to fiscal note recommending do pass Wilson, Jewell, Guest, Stevens. No recommendation, Green, amend Bundy. The report was signed by Bundy Chair. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee waived the bill. The Finance Committee considered the bill, recommends it be replaced with Committee Substitute for House Bill 171, Finance, with the same title, attached to zero fiscal note, recommending do pass Bundy, Harris, Croft, Moses, Lancaster, Hudson, Foster, and Williams. The report was signed by Williams, co-chair. There are two committee substitutes, Mr. Speaker.
Madam Majority Leader.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Finance Committee substitute for House Bill 171 be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Without objection, we have the Finance Committee substitute before us. Do we have amendments?
Amendment number one by Representative Kapsner on page 3, line 20.
Representative Kapsner.
Speaker, good morning. This amendment is a very minor... I move amendment number one, please.
There is objection. By golly, you get to explain it.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If you will draw your attention to page 3, line 20, this is a very minor amendment. The sentence that reads, each governing body shall develop a standards-based Alaska history education curriculum within grades 9 through 12, would be changed to read, each governing body shall provide a standards-based Alaska history education curriculum within grades 9 through 12. And that is the substance of the amendment.
Could we have briefities? Order, Representative Fate.
I withdraw my objection.
Any further objection to amendment number one? Hearing none. Amendment number one passes the House. Madam Clerk.
Amendment number two by Representative Whitaker to page 3, line 21.
Representative Whitaker.
Mr. Speaker, I move amendment number two.
There is objection for the purposes of discussion. Representative Whitaker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. bear with me as I get used to these new bifocals. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I can't see you, but I can see this. Mr. Speaker, the amendment is a friendly amendment, and I hope that the maker of the legislation will rise to back me up on that. What the amendment does is a serious consideration. It acknowledges that a broad Alaskan culture exists. It also acknowledges that our Alaskan culture is dynamic, ever-changing, and evolving. And it requires that each component of our Alaskan cultural history, including the Native component, be included and treated equally. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Whitaker. Is the objection maintained? Hearing none, the amendment number two passes the House. Does the clerk have any other amendments?
I have no more amendments, Mr. Speaker.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything, but I can't resist the urge to say, if all of the co-sponsors of this legislation were here, we could pass this to third reading. But since they're not, this bill will appear in third reading on Tuesday's calendar. Would the clerk please read the next item?
There's citations on today's calendar.
And would members please keep the copies of this bill so we won't have to reproduce them? Madam Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, the citations on today's calendar are approved. That brings us to unfinished business. Do we have any items of unfinished business? Madam Majority Leader.
Well, by the way, Mr. Speaker, yes, we do. Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the following representatives be excused from a call of the House for the following times. Representative Berkowitz from 2:05 p.m. today until 12:55 p.m. plain time Monday, February 18. Representative Coghill from 1 p.m. today until 9:30 p.m. plain time Sunday, February 17. Representative James from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, February 16. And from 7:19 a.m. Friday, March 8 to 1:05 p.m. plain time Tuesday, March 12. Representative Roachberg from 6 a.m. Thursday, March 7 to 10 p.m. plain time Tuesday, March 12, and from 6 a.m. Thursday, March 28 to 10:04 a.m. plain time Monday, April 1, and amend Representative McGuire's previously excused absence from 2:05 p.m. Wednesday, February 20 to 10:04 a.m. plain time Monday, February 25.
Without objection, those members will be shown as excused on the dates and times indicated by the Majority Leader. Any other items of unfinished business? Committee announcements. Not before a long weekend. Any regular announcements? Representative Bundy.
Yeah, it may be unnecessary, but I did want the body to know some information that the House Special Committee on Education knows, and that is there's an educational roundtable taking place today in Juneau at the Baranoff, sponsored by the University of Alaska. And There will be a particularly interesting discussion about 2:45 this afternoon about teacher recruitment and retention and the university's role in that, solving that problem. The members of the Education Committee are, some of them are going to attend, and everyone else would certainly be invited to stop by if they had an interest to participate.
Representative Bundy. Any other announcements? Special orders? Representative McGuire.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Permission to speak on one of the in memoriams that's on your the member's desk today.
Without objection.
I just wanted to take a minute to draw attention to this in memoriam and honor an individual in my district who passed away in the line of duty, and just honor his family by bringing attention to this. Officer Justin Todd Willem was born May 16, 1973 in Houston, Texas. He joined the U.S. Air Force and served as an integrated avionics specialist. In July of 1995, he married the love of his life, Christy Cash, who still lives in my district with her daughter. And in 1996, Officer Willem graduated from the Alvin Community College Law Enforcement Academy. He worked with the Danbury Police Department as a reserve officer for many years, and later served as a patrol officer for 2 years in the Angleton Police Department. In 1997, Justin and Christy were blessed with a daughter. Her name is Kristen Ann. He and his family moved to Anchorage in 1998, and he began his work for the Anchorage Police Department in 1999. He served the public for 2 years and earned the admiration of other officers with his enthusiasm for law enforcement and his particularly special way with people. Sadly, Justin died in line of duty on July 9th, 2001, and I'm sure many of the members remember reading about that this summer. It was a very unfortunate and sad death. Our entire community shared in the sadness of his death, and particularly my district and my neighborhood. Officer Willem will be remembered as a very loving husband and father and somebody who put his family first. He was an outstanding neighbor and friend and respected by all of the officers who work with him. He is survived by his wife, Christy, his daughter, Kristen, and his parents, William and Beverly Willem. We express our sincerest condolences to Justin Willem's family, friends, and colleagues on their loss. He will be remembered and greatly missed, and his sacrifice will not be forgotten in the community of Anchorage. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative McGuire. Any other special orders? Madam Majority Leader.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10:45 a.m. Tuesday, February 19.
Have a good weekend. See you on Tuesday.